When Michelangelo carved his iconic statue of David, the story goes that he simply found a suitable slab of marble and then proceeded to carve away every bit of rock that wasn't part of David. By that process of elimination, one of the great works of Renaissance art came into being. Mysticism, in a similar way, has long held that one of the most helpful and authentic ways to talk about God is to begin by talking about what God is not. After all, who is truly qualified to say anything about God? Perhaps the people who insist that they have all the answers are the least qualified. Whatever we mean by God, we are speaking of something or someone that is ultimately a mystery. And part of the mysteriousness of God is the simple fact that we cannot capture God in the limited field of human language and thought. If we cannot ever adequately say what God is, perhaps we need to approach this unspeakable topic merely by seeking to say what God is not. Over the years, I've come to believe that, at least as far as Christian mysticism is concerned, one cannot truly know the way of the Christian mystic without also knowing the wisdom of the Bible. But the more I reflected on that principle, the more I have come to believe that the inverse is equally true. To truly unlock the mysteries of the Bible, we need to approach Scripture not with the literalism of a fundamentalist, the derision of an atheist, or even just the skepticism of a scholar, but with the visionary, unknowing wonder of a mystic.